This is the People's March. Thousands of worried people from all over the UK have converged in central London ahead of the G20 summit to demand a new kind of global justice. This demonstration emerged out of the disturbing effects of the global economic crisis, and this march gives ordinary people a voice to express their anger at the policies that have seen poverty exist alongside huge bonuses.
I want a fair share of jobs, money's been taken from the National Health Service, banks are being bailed out, and I just think it's an unfair state.
The main things they need to be doing is to get a grip on the economy, to start changing the direction of the economy, and to start reducing the massive inequality, and to stop the very rich continuing to rip off the system and all the ordinary people in the society.
With the jobless figure at over 2 million, and more companies cutting back on staff or threatening redundancies, the people have decided that they should be put first and not profit, and they have plenty of ideas how this can be achieved.
We cannot allow the G20 to put the old 20th century economic system back on life support. We need to give birth to a new system, one that is not based upon consumerism.
The protest is made up of an unprecedented alliance of more than 150 unions, charities, faith and environmental groups, from Friends of the Earth to Oxfam, all calling for a fairer world order.
So even if you have to work within this capitalist framework, then there has to be much more regulation, and not to allow the big financial players, the big businesses, to actually perform as if they are actually ruling the world, with no sense of accountability and no sense of proportion of the kind of compensation they should take when the majority of the people on this planet are actually suffering.
The downturn has produced a unique opportunity to totally re-evaluate the way the world is run, and that the G20 leaders should fix the recession in a way which is fairer and greener. Usma Hussain for Press TV in London.